proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible session. In today's message, we conclude our series on the Sermon on the Mount and how it related to the Mosaic Law. The Sermon on the Mount occurred during the beginning of Jesus Christ's earthly ministry. After he spoke the words on that occasion, he continued proclaiming his doctrines. Throughout the course of his ministry, the Savior continued to affirm both the relevance of the Mosaic Law and its applicability to daily situations. Consider, for example, the narrative presented in Matthew chapter 22. A lawyer came to Jesus Christ and asked him about the greatest commandment contained in the Mosaic Law. The Lord responded by citing two divine mandates, commands which he said constituted the kernel of the law. The first of these commands is known as the Shema, on account of the opening words in the Hebrew language meaning to hear. This command came from the sixth chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. The Shema began by affirming the unity of the Godhead. In the verse following, though, God decreed that the Jews, quote, shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might, unquote. The second commandment Jesus Christ cited derived from the 19th chapter of Leviticus, namely, quote, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, unquote. That particular axiom summarized the injunctions contained in the final six of the original Ten Commandments, found in Exodus chapter 20. Commandments relating to interpersonal dealings, not to relationships between man and his God. In the 12th chapter of Mark's Gospel, the author there recorded the reaction of a scribe who heard the Savior make those pronouncements. The scribe said, quote, well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding, and with all the soul and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices, unquote. A question arises, did this expert in the Jewish legal system detect any element of the Lord's statement? Any element which did not comply with Jewish law? If he had, he would have said so at once. But he didn't. Jesus Christ upheld the Mosaic Law in an encounter described in Mark 10. A ruler came to him and asked him, quote, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Unquote. In response, the Lord directed him to five of the final 10 commandments contained in Exodus chapter 20. Jesus Christ told him, quote, do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. Unquote. Note that the Savior at that moment refrained from asking him about how he followed the Ten Commandments, namely, thou shalt not cover. Jesus Christ did not rebuke the inquirer when he responded, quote, all these have I observed from my youth. Unquote. In reference to the commandments Jesus Christ cited. Now the 10th commandment came into play. Jesus Christ told him, quote, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way and sell whatsoever thou hast and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me, unquote. In effect, that ruler had to choose where his ultimate loyalty lay. In his love of God or in his economic well-being. He was being tested on the degree and extent of his compliance with the commandment not to covet. The rich young ruler decided to keep his wealth and to walk away from the Savior, failing the test. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible session.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.